B-Pod Studios.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Tragic accident on 93. The hip-hop community mourns, and Avengers Endgame is closing in. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Tom Cruise better hire some extra security to protect him from Justin Bieber?
Leroy has your sports.
Man, it's unbelievable that the words, "Please don't let me die," came out of the mouth of David Ortiz.
But first, a 16-year-old boy from Tewksbury has died after suffering serious injuries in a rollover on 93 Saturday night. State police believe the boy lost control of the vehicle, which caused it to go off the right side of the road and crash into a signpost. The teen was the only one in the car. Police did not release the identity of the victim. Bushwick Bill from the Ghetto Boys has died. The rapper, whose real name was Richard Shaw, recently revealed that he had been diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer. He died peacefully in his sleep last night, surrounded by his immediate family. And the official announcement came from his publicist. And this is after there were incorrect reports of his death earlier in the day. People, can we please wait until we get, like, official confirmations? My God, Bushwick Bill was 52 years old. And the Secret Life of Pets 2 and Dark Phoenix topped the box office over the weekend, but they both underperformed. Pets 2 took in $48 million. The first one had made $104 million, and the Dark Phoenix made $33 million, which is the worst opening in the X-Men franchise. Leroy went to see it. So
terrible.
It's awful.
Save your money, people.
I told you. I was telling Leroy all last week, I'm like, yo, all I keep seeing is how trashy this movie is.
Ew.
And usually, you know, for hero movies, I'm like, well, I need to judge it myself. But the trailer looks awful. Mm. It looks just slow and boring.
Yep. That's what it was. I wanted my money back, but, you know.
Meanwhile, Avengers Endgame made another $4.8 million in its seventh week and is closing in on the global box office record held by Avatar. It's only $57.4 million away. All right, here's Melissa with the juice.
Well, it's only a matter of time before Kylie and Jordan are BFFs again. Now, there's been rumors of the two of them talking it out after Jordan got busted making out with Khloe's ex, Tristan Thompson. And those rumors heated up even more when the two were seen at the same club together on Friday night. They were celebrating the birthday of a mutual friend, and they were hanging out in the VIP together. What made the whole thing a little more interesting, too, though, was guess who else was also there? Tristan.
Ooh.
Yeah, no word why he was there, because he most definitely was not hanging out with either one of them. They all arrived to the club separately, and they all left separately. And I heard that Kylie and Jordan actually weren't really hanging out too much together. They were just in the same section. But still, I've been hearing that they're talking it out, so we'll see where that goes. Cardi B is desperate to let everybody know she's not canceling shows due to low ticket sales. She posted a picture of her feet side by side, looking crazy swollen, saying that's how they look every time she goes on a plane, saying that it's because of her recent surgeries, because of the lipo and the breast augmentation, that when she's sitting down, her feet and stomach burn so much that they swell. According to Cardi, her doctors want her to lay off performing for this reason alone. Quote, not due to ticket sales. Stop faking-ish F out of here.
Not faking it. Listen, we're not denying that your feet hurt, okay? That's not what we're saying here. But you weren't selling any tickets. Summer Jam sold 20% of tickets. You could have gone on Ticketmaster and looked at the picture. You know, and they show you the picture of the venue. There was a lot of white in that venue.
Well, there was a certain blogging site that did take pictures of a bunch of the shows she was doing and the fact that, like, nobody was buying tickets.
Yeah,
so
I'm sure your feet hurt, but that doesn't... Unfortunately, wow. Also, people weren't buying your show tickets.
And get ready for the fight of the century. Tom Cruise versus Justin Bieber.
Oh, my God. I would love to see that scratch fight.
Okay. So about 11 hours ago, out of nowhere, Justin Bieber tweeted out, I want to challenge Tom Cruise to fight in the octagon. Tom, if you don't take this fight, you're scared and you'll never live it down. Who's willing to put on the fight? Dana White? Question mark. So Justin immediately got backlash from people asking why he's calling out a 56-year-old man, among other things. One person tweeted, the best part about this is that Tom Cruise is the one trending, not Justin Bieber, which is true. Someone else tweeted, UFC does not allow fights between men and women. Sorry. And Conor McGregor got in on it, saying if Tom Cruise is man enough to accept this challenge, McGregor Sports and Entertainment will host the bout.
I would. Tom Cruise would whoop his ass. He's a Scientologist. He has the power of Jabutu. He's like a level 11.
Seriously, people are saying that too. If this thing does go down, Justin Bieber better watch out. Because those Scientologists don't play.
Yeah, he would hit him with a fatality for Mortal Kombat when it came to the end.
Here's Leroy with sports.
All right, St. Louis is a cute city, right? It's no Boston. The city's largest paper, the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, they did the Bruins a solid yesterday. Sunday morning, before Game 6 was even played, the paper congratulated the Blues for winning the Stanley Cup Final, thanking fans and doing all this extra stuff. The game hadn't even been played, man. Like, relax.
Only Boston can do that because we win all the time.
Oh, no, we shouldn't do that either. But anyways, Game 6, it went down, and the Bruins did what they were supposed to do. They won 5-1. Game 7 is Wednesday at the Garden. And guess what? We got a pair of tickets for Game 7 Wednesday at 8:35. So make sure you're here listening, all right? You said that like you wanted to go.
Are you kidding?
Who doesn't want to go?
Woo had a special.
I could be wrong on this, but this is the first time that the Bruins have hosted a Game 7 here in Boston. 100% true. Yes.
Wow. Is it?
The
wow.
first time that we've had a Game 7
well, listen,
the Bruins here in Boston.
Whoever wins these tickets, if you want to take your boy Romero,
no,
I will gladly accept.
No,
let you buy me a beer.
Take Melissa. She has on a Bruins jersey hoodie on today, too.
Let's go, Bruins.
Wait, they buy you a beer? If someone takes you, you better be treated for the beer, the food, everything.
That's right.
Parking.
Pebbles, this is how I negotiate.
Well, then you're awful at it.
I'll work my way down.
Oh, man. And yes, it's true. David Ortiz was shot yesterday at a club in the Dominican Republic. There is video. I watched the video. It is crazy. The dude walks up behind Big Poppy. He has no idea. And he was sitting at a table. He got shot in the back. Just straight up shot in the back.
It was not a robbery either. I don't care what they're saying.
Right. No, it's crazy.
He's an awful crook. He shot him and ran.
The bullet went straight through, but it didn't hit any major organs. The crowd caught the guy and beat the guy down. Mm-hmm.
That's when you know someone's loved.
Yes.
I don't want to get shot in public. Don't get me wrong. But I love that, you know, I would love to know that people around me would defend me if someone went to attack me in public.
Right. And reportedly, Ortiz said to the doctor, "Please don't let me die. I'm a good man." That's crazy. Isn't that crazy?
God.
His father, Leo, said Ortiz is currently resting and is expected to make a full recovery. So that's a good thing. Sox and Rangers at Fenway tonight, 7:10. Game 5 of the NBA Finals between the Raptors and Warriors at 9. I think
Play that from the Yay Area.
Yeah. You just had to do that.
That's your boy Drake.
Yay Area.
You know what? I'm sorry to say, I think the Raptors are going to get it done tonight.
And Yay Area.
We're all going to have to deal with Drake, but I was thinking about it.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm not trying to see.
Area.
Yeah. I can't have that tonight. So I started a petition. And I want to call some places in Toronto to see if they can, if they're down and they'll sign it. Can we do that later on?
Seriously?
Yes, I'm dead serious. I refuse to see Drake tonight.
Wait, a petition for what?
To keep Drake out of the arena tonight.
Whatever you want to do, Leroy.
All right.
Sounds good.
Cool. And that's your sport.
All right. Some good news for you. There are some Girl Scouts who prove that they're about more than just cookies. So three girls in a troop in Arlington, Virginia recently hosted TechBridge. It's their first walk-in clinic to help local senior citizens learn how to use their cell phones. And among the things that they helped with, screen display, social media, password security, and health and travel apps. I love this. It was a project for the girls to earn this Silver Award, which is the highest honor a cadet Girl Scout can achieve. One senior learned how to text, and the first thing she did was text her daughter.
I was in an Apple store one time, and they were doing like a little how to use your phone thing for senior citizens, too. Pebbles. They literally started from, "This is how you turn your phone on."
That's okay.
I was like, this is going to be like an 8-hour class.
You should see my dad trying to use his phone. He's got this big-ass magnifying glass because he can't see anything. I'm like, come on, put the phone down.
That's your good news in this report made hot by Digital Federal Credit Union, DCU, Digital Federal Credit Union. What can DCU save you? Find out at DCU.org.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.